Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Very, very nice. Very nice. I hope we do that more often. I hope we have lots of people involved in doing that. Once again, let's go courtside to Keaton for tonight's starters.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Everwise Court here at the Tiger Den on the campus of Warsaw Community High School. Tonight, we got the visitors, the Elkhart Lions, taking on your Warsaw Tigers. Let's be tonight's starters first for the visiting Lions of Elkhart High School. At guard, freshman number 5, Frank Willis. At guard, senior number 14, Antonio Harden. At forward, sophomore number 34, Demario McCoy. At forward, sophomore number 40, Connor Thomas. Senior forward number 44, Tamare Morris. Lions are coached by Will Cody. And now the starting lineup for your Warsaw Tigers. A 6'3" junior wearing number 2, Luke Bricker. A 6'3 junior, number 10, Robbie Finlinson. 6'3 junior wearing number 23, Brant Martin. A 6' junior, number 24, Carson Gould. And rounding out the lineup for your Tigers, your man in the middle, a 6'8 senior, number 25, Luke Yeager. Your Tigers are coached by Matt Moore.
Our officiating crew, we know 2 of the 3 guys. I know the other one, I just can't think of his name. Steve Skiles is here. We get him about once, sometimes twice a year. Steve, famous, worked a lot of Big Ten men's basketball games back in the 70s and 80s and 90s. And Dale Gergel is also here, and he is one of our all-time favorites. Warsaw in the gray uniforms tonight, the alternate grays with orange numbers and white trim. Elkhart and the Royal Blues with gold numbers and white trim. Up she goes, and the tip is grabbed by Willis for Elkhart, and we're underway. They'll bring it to the near end, and Warsaw starts out in a 1-3-1 defense. And there's a turnover. Carson Gould knocked it free. It's Martin for the layup. Gould knocked it free, and then he was trying to grab it and take off with it. He got undercut, not enough to draw a whistle. And for Warsaw, they're fine with that. Carson's not hurt. Martin took it down and scored. Willis drives in, puts it up, no good. Yeager's got a foul. Much like last night, he gets a foul in the first 30 seconds of the opening quarter. Free throws coming up here for Willis and the Lions. Elkhart, as we said, a 53% team free throw shooting team. Willis, 51%. First one rolls in. Warsaw won the JV game 43-27. One more coming up for the freshman. And it's up and it's good. So we're tied. It's 2-2. And the Lions come with full court pressure. It's not very organized. It's a man-to-man defense. And Carson Gould, who's got his right thumb wrapped tonight. I did not notice that last night. Finland's a backdoor pass. Bricker couldn't handle it. But he ends up with it down on the baseline. Gould, a cross-court pass, right corner to Martin. He'll fake and then shoot a three and hit it. Usually, when you hesitate, you miss. Martin hesitates and makes. And he's got all five Tiger points here in the first minute of the first quarter. Wilson against the 1-3-1 half-court trap. No, actually, this looks more like a 2-3. Now, well, they've got a different guy out there. They've got Antonio Harden in the starting lineup. That's a three-pointer. No good, and the ball hit the guide wire, and it goes out of bounds. Well, let's check the lineup here. Willis is out there. Antonio Harden starting in the game. They've got Morris starting. McCoy, who we saw in the JV game, and Bricker's fouled from behind by Tamari Thomas. His first and the first against the Lions here in the opening quarter. And Connor Thomas is also starting, so Will Cochran not in the starting lineup. Out top, Bricker for three, and it's good. Bricker with a three-pointer. That's his 21st of the season. Warsaw leads 8-2. Across the line, Harden. Now for Willis. Back to Harden on the right. Back to Willis at the NBA arc. Across the top for Harden. Harden back to Willis. Drives the left side of the lane. Got as far as he could, but not far enough. McCoy. Who had a pretty good run in the JV game. He played the middle two quarters. Willis starts in, pulls up the elbow, shoots over Martin, missed it. Rebound tipped to the baseline. Saved in, but saved into Warsaw. Martin starts up the near sidelines. Gets it across the line, gives it to Gould. Gould back to Martin. Oh, he had Bricker in the corner for three and decided to throw it back to Carson instead. Gould out to Jaeger between the circles. Left side to Martin. Bricker down at the block, not the guy they want. He'll pop out between the rings. They dump it to Jaeger at the free throw line, then back to Bricker. Bricker drives left into a double team. He'll throw it back out to Jaeger. Jaeger back to Bricker left side. We play 2.5 minutes. Warsaw leads 8-2. Bricker lost the ball. It's tipped out of bounds. And it's going to belong to Warsaw. Last touched by Elkhart. Tamari Thomas getting down on the floor. Tamari's a big, big guy. Might describe him as wide as he is tall. The Elkhart rosters, both the girls and the boys, do not have heights. So I can't tell you how tall he is. But he's probably 6'3". Maybe not quite that tall. And a whistle and an illegal screen called against the Tigers, and there's Jaeger's second foul. So he had a big impact on the game in the first half last night. He will not have the same impact tonight as Drew Sullivan will come into the game for Warsaw. Out of bounds, the Lions. They trail by six, almost 3 minutes in. They get it in the backcourt to Antonio Harden. Harden will walk it up slowly. Gould will meet him there. It's a 1-3-1. Gould is at the front. Wherever the pass goes, Gould goes with it. Three-pointer way out top. No good. Rebound Willis back up and in. That ball from 25 feet straight out almost didn't hit the backboard. That's how far wide to the left it was. Finlinson with it for the first time in the game. Right side Bricker with the head fake and a drive down to the block. He'll throw it in the lane to Martin. Three-pointer on the way. It's around and in. I said that wrong. Sullivan is the one who kicked it out to him. I said he threw it in the lane to Martin, but he threw it in the lane to Sullivan. Sullivan then reversed it to the deep left corner where Martin puts it in. He's got eight already, and Warsaw leads 11-4. Near side, Harden down to the block for Morris. Lobs back out near midcourt to Harden. Now to Willis. Back to Harden. Harden to the arc. Throws it back out for Connor Thomas. Back to Harden. Up the baseline, Bricker cuts him off. Now they lob back out to Morris. Now to the center circle for Willis. Good start to this defensive possession for the Tigers. Thomas back out to the top for Harden. 3:51 left to play in the quarter. Harden drives down the center of the lane. Shot or runner, no good. Martin the rebound for Warsaw. Gould in transition. Cross-court pass, right side, Bricker. He's open and shooting. No good. Rebound. Sullivan diving for it. Can't get it. And it's grabbed by McCoy for Elkhart. 3.5 minutes left to play first quarter. Warsaw leads 11-4. Right side for Harden. At the top is Thomas. Near side for Willis. Willis will lob one-handed back out to Harden. Back to Willis. And he'll throw it out for Thomas. Back to Harden. Outside the lane, McCoy faces up against Sullivan. Out kicks it out top for a three on the way by Harden. No good. Back tapped out, but right to Willis. He'll shoot for two, and it's good. He had both feet on the line, and Frank's got all six of Elkhart's point to start the game, and it's 11-6 Tigers. Bricker, left corner, Finlinson. Down to the baseline, Sullivan. He's in the lane. Double team, slipped it inside to Martin, crashing down the middle of the lane for two. Brant Martin's in double figures already, and we barely played 5 minutes. Warsaw leads 13-6. Willis across the line. Far side to Harden against the 1-3-1 trap. Now to Willis. Back across to Harden. Back across the near side to Willis. Now back to Harden. Right side for Thomas. Thomas outside the lane for Morris. Down to the baseline for McCoy. Bangs into Sullivan. Backs up, and he traveled. And Dale Gergel gives us that cool little hop, hop, hop step that he does to show us the travel out of bounds to Warsaw. 2:17 left in the quarter. Gould and Finlinson out. Trey Davis in for the Tigers. So is Bidenberger. Warsaw will move the ball up the far side, and Bricker will take it down. Bricker dribbles left with some space. Out to Martin. Martin faces up and throws it to Berger. Backdoor cut, Bricker. He'll fake and miss it. And the rebound is grabbed by Elkhart. And there's a foul coming up on the Tigers. Bricker faked, and he didn't really need to. It really cost him an easy two. He'll look at the film and go, oh, yeah. There was a lion behind him a good 6 feet. So if he goes up right away, he's fine. That's not the way it worked out. The foul was on Trey Davis's first. Up the baseline, a drive by Morris, no good. Martin with another rebound for Warsaw. Outlets to Berger up the near sidelines, down to the corner, Sullivan with a head fake and a drive to the baseline. He'll put it up, no good. Tip, no good. And the ball goes out of bounds off of Bricker, and it belongs to the Lions. Warsaw's had some chances down and close. They were not easy chances, but chances nonetheless, and they haven't been able to put them in. So the lead stays at 7 and 13-6 with 95 seconds left to play in the first quarter. New guy in there, that's Trenton Harris for Elkhart. Willis down the outside of the lane, shoots it. The basket went in, but it will not count. It'll be out of bounds to Elkhart. Berger with the foul for Warsaw. His first, that's four on Warsaw. Elkhart's been called for one. Willis to throw it in, baseline right at the near end. On the inbounds, they lob it out top for Harris. Harris one-on-one against Davis. Down to the right side of the lane. Off-balance shot is good. Trent Harris averages about 6.5 points a game. And he's got his first two of this night. It's 13-8. Berger across the line. Crosses over. Had his pocket picked. Ball is loose in the backcourt. And we'll have a held ball. And the air belongs to Warsaw. Berger put the ball in front of him. And Willis too quick to do that. One of the things that Will Cody said before the game was, I said, what are the keys to the game for you? And he said, engagement. And what he means by that is guys have to be motivated. And so far, they've been very motivated here in the first 7 minutes. A minute to go in the opening quarter. Berger out to Bricker between the circles. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called. Who's the foul on? It's going to be against the Lions. I believe that that's on DeMario McCoy. That's his first. Elkhart with just two team fouls, so they still have two fouls to give. McCoy had 8 in the JV game for Elkhart. Coming off the bench, Trey Davis on the weave, the free throw line. Ball now walked away from him. It's loose on the floor. Trey trying to dig it out of there. Somehow he got picked up and was standing up, and we have a foul called. Now we're going to have a discussion, and they're going to call a held ball, and it's going to belong to Elkhart. The whistle for the held ball came before the whistle for the foul. So I believe that was the correct call. And knowing those two guys, I will not argue. You're going to lose that argument every time. 30 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Warsaw leads 13-8. We've got a foul called on Trey Davis. And Trey's got two fouls here in the first quarter. And free throws are coming up here for the Lions. And hold on. They're going to put the ball in play. And now Steve Skiles turns around and says, what? Two shots. And they get things settled down, and now we will have free throws. This will be Tamari Morris to shoot. Tamari doesn't like the free throw line much. He's a 48% shooter there. Averages 8 a game, had an 8 last night against Jimtown, and that free throw is no good. If you're watching on the live stream, you can tell why he struggles at the free throw line. He leans kind of on his left foot, which is his back foot, and he leans kind of back into his left. Second one up. That one's good. He didn't do that as much that time, and that's why that one went in. 13-9, Warsaw with a 4-point lead and the ball. 20 seconds left to go here in our opening quarter. Berger worked on by Willis. Bricker at the top. Drives down the lane in traffic, threw up the shot, did not have control of the ball when he put it up there. We're going to have a whistle, and we're going to have a held ball. And it's, the arrow says that the belongs to Warsaw. Finlinson back in the game for Trey Davis. This is for the last 12.7 for Robbie to get off a shot. Berger to throw it in right baseline. Finlinson in that corner, Bricker in the other. Martin starts in the lane. And they get it in the corner to the left side to Bricker. He'll drive in. He'll force one up. He missed it, but he got fouled. McCoy with his second foul. That comes with 9.9 left. And Luke Bricker's going to the free throw line to shoot. His free throw percentage has dropped about 15 points over the last 3 weeks. He did not shoot free throws last night, but he has struggled at the stripe. And the first one's up, and it's good. Bricker had 7 points last night all in the second half, but he had 5 in a row in the third quarter and part of that run that put the Tigers ahead to stay. He shoots for his 5th point, and it's up, and it's around and out, no good, and the rebound's grabbed by Elkhart. Up ahead, Willis, and Willis fell down, ends up with a ball in his lap, and we're going to have a whistle, and a timeout is called by Will Cody. Timeout, Elkhart. It's a 30. We're going to keep it here with 2 seconds left to play in the quarter, and Warsaw leading 14-9. The girls' sectional begins on Tuesday. The girls play Northridge at Northridge. You do not need to be told the magnitude of that game against that team in that gym. We'll be on the air at 5:40, tip off at 6 o'clock on News Now Warsaw. The boys then play on Thursday at Mishawaka. We'll be on the air starting at 6:10 from the Cave. And if you had not heard, it's the 100th anniversary of the Cave. So we're excited to be a part of that year-long celebration. Warsaw out of the huddle first. Elkhart now out with 2.4 left. And the Lions have a chance for the last say of this opening quarter. Willis to throw it in, baseline right at the near end. Gets the ball. They run the play. They get it in. New guy in the game. That's Will Cochran, and he hits a long jumper for 2 at the buzzer. 14-11. Warsaw leads Elkhart after 1. We'll start quarter 2 in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw.